Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Bill Hubbard is here. William S. Hubbard is the name of the book, Achieving Performance Results. That's his recent book. He's written a whole bunch more, and there's a whole bunch more to come. He was the original human resources expert in my brain trust going all the way back to 99. That makes him an original founding member of our brain trust. He's a professional, an SPHR professional, senior professional in human resources, and a master's degree in that topic. And he's forgotten more about HR than most people will ever know. He's our good friend, Bill. Welcome back.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here, and I appreciate the introductory comment.
Oh, yeah. No, we love having you on the show, Bill. We go back a long ways. Hey, Bill, I was telling the audience that the workplace deck of cards has been completely reshuffled. And really, in a lot of ways, from a workplace that is centuries old, some aspects of the workplace is a centuries old paradigms completely been reshuffled. And we're finding and are going to continue to find a quite different new workplace landscape every day from today forward, aren't we?
I would agree 100%. When I was working on the Achieving Performance Results book and Boosting Performance in the Workplace, Virtual Workplace, we're looking at probably 10-20% of the workforce on a regular basis was doing virtual kinds of work. And then all of a sudden, within a 2 to 3 week period, we go from that to literally 100%
just about
virtual
100%.
Workplace,
yeah. Yeah.
Or people in the unemployment line. So those were kind of the two alternatives that kind of came out of that in early March. And all of a sudden, everybody is virtual and we're scrambling around trying to figure out, well, how do we make this work? We've done this a little bit here and there, and we've had some people work on the weekend or work here and there virtually, but now all of a sudden the whole workforce is that way, and it's a whole, as you say, it's a whole new deck. The deck's been turned over upside down and backwards, and now we're adapting and getting used to this new working process.
Well, and there's a bunch of implications, a bunch of touch points that are coming together at the same time, not the least of which is the technology. The technology is making it possible. We still have some chinks in that armor because of the lack of ubiquity of broadband out to the last mile. That's a problem we got to fix. But in terms of the platforms, the tech platforms, they're pretty darn good right now. You got a bunch of grizzled old graybeards like you and me, Bill, that didn't want to change and allow people to work from home. We wanted our chickens under our roof. Well, all of those guys are realizing that, you know, they've been forced into changing their attitude about that. And what helped them change their attitude, Bill, was when their accountant brought them the new operating statement. It was recast without a whole bunch of rent expense, and they're now saying, "Tell me again why I'm paying $5 million in rent."
Right.
All of that together is creating this perfect storm of a new workplace, isn't it?
It really is, and a key part of it is the software that utilizes for virtual meetings, and
yeah,
this is a whole different way that we're interacting with individuals, and it's different than just the face-to-face conversation across the conference room table or at the desk or at the water cooler.
Right. Well, there's one other thing that we got to throw in there. I mentioned the older demographics. This is also perfectly suited for the younger people. I mean, this is like nirvana for them, right? I mean, they get to work, they get to do their work virtually. You know, they like the virtual world.
They're the digital employees.
That's
and
right.
They grew up using their cell phone for every piece of communication that they're involved with, that or
right.
a tablet, and this is it just goes right with their flow.
Right. So if you're going to manage these teams, what do you need to know?
Well, one of the key things that I recommend is in terms of virtual meetings, when you're dealing with somebody on a one-on-one basis, focus on that person and that communication. There's some of the difficulty is we have so many virtual tools at our disposal. You got a cell phone going, you got a tablet going, you've got a laptop going or a computer going, and sometimes you're looking at all two or three of these at the same time. But when you're focusing on a one-on-one communication, the important thing that I really want to emphasize is deal with that person that you're communicating with and not be distracted by all of these other devices. So focus one-on-one, not that when you're dealing with an individual, it's not a good time to be multitasking, but rather focusing with that particular person. So that would be point number one that I would want to emphasize.
All right. What else?
Another key point in terms of, then this leads us next, is into having virtual meetings. And there's a lot of software out there now that facilitates having the meetings and the group activities, and some of them are better for presentation, and others observe, and others are better for interaction kind of communication. So you've got to select the right system based upon the purpose of your meeting, and then, of course, prepare your materials and your presentation to facilitate that and communicate what you're going to do and how you're going to do it so everyone's on that same on the same network. So
and we've all had to become experts. We've needed to become experts in how the platform works because I've been an invitee to an event where I was just an attendee, and I've also been a presenter when the host didn't know how to control the audience, and the whole time I was presenting, the 40 or 50 people who were in the audience were popping in and out of the screen, and you know what I mean. It was and I think maybe we were all a little bit inept at the technology early on. You got to know how to mute people. You got to know who to put on the screen or not, depending on whether it's a meeting or a presentation. We can't assume that you got to understand the different controls. What do you think? Last thoughts.
That's the heart of what I was, literally what I was getting to, is to, whatever that medium is, select a medium that's best for the purpose, and then practice on that medium, and have your participants practice on that medium. This is the software we're going to use. Make sure you know how to access it, you know how to activate that mic, you know how to cut that mic,
right.
So that when you go to say something, it's heard, and when you don't want something heard, it's not going to be heard because
those are
some of the disruptive things that happen.
Hold on to that thought, Bill. We've got to take a quick break. Right back after the break with Bill Hubbard.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.